Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We celebrate Jesus and glorify His holy name. He is worthy of the praise. And we pray God's blessings upon you as you come glory to God to fellowship with us. Just hear the word of God. There is none like thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I wanted to play this song, but it looks like I can't get it to come up yet. Praise the Lord. Cry aloud, spare not. Tell my people of their transgression. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to try it one more time to see if I can get it. Bless the Lord just a moment. We bless the Lord. Right now we just have our song. I mean, just have glory to God. The song's not coming up, just a word from a teaching. But I thought I could be able to find the song, Cry Loud, Spare Not, Tell My People of Their Transgression and the House of Jacob Their Sins. Cry loud, spare not, tell my people of their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Since I can't remember the words, we're not going to go any further. But I bless the Lord again for another Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection prayer time. And also on the second and fourth Sunday, we have the speakers come in, the ministers of gospel, to deliver the bread of life. And truly tonight we have a woman of God that loves Jesus and loves, glory to God, his people. And she is one that will cry loud, spare not, and tell God's people of their transgression. She also exalts and encourages and thank God even for the words of wisdom that comes out of her mouth. None other than Evangelist Mother Alexander. We thank God for her, and we're looking forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. And we're not going to have any great delays, but I will, glory to God, give our scripture reading, have prayer. It's only a couple of people on, so I will have this reading that goes along with the scripture, praise the Lord, because it's just the speaker on and two other vessels besides myself, so four of us, and I definitely want them to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. So I'm going to give you our scripture reading, and it'll come from Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if there is a call in the Spirit for perseverance, you have to be dedicated to divine purpose. Without purpose, you are like a leaf blowing in the wind or a drifting ship with no sail. In Nehemiah's day, he was faced with much opposition. First, his enemies wanted him to come down from the wall and stop the work of the Lord. When they could not get him to stop, they attempt to get him to compromise. That's the enemy. The call that had so gripped his heart, not being able to get a compromise, the enemy settled for intimidation. And you know he tries to do that to us every day. But we got to be determined in our heart that I will obey the Lord. I will believe his report in spite of the challenge, whether it's with our bodies for illness or glory to health, whether there's something going on in the marriage, to ministry, when things are happening, glory to God, on our jobs, with employment, or whether it's a neighbor or whether it's just opposition from a physical enemy. Praise the Lord. Nehemiah said, should such a man as I flee? Nehemiah 6:11. The man of God had reached the decision that if there was going to be anyone running, it would be the devil. The task that God had placed in his hands was more important than the threats of the adversary. And it's so sad to say that it's compromising in the body of Christ and they rather yield back to obeying their old father, which is the father of lies, and then go without to deal with the opposition of the challenges and so forth, and they submit to glory to God, the evil ways, instead of the, crucifying the flesh, they rather play denying and justifying. But nevertheless, Nehemiah was determined to stay on that wall regardless of the adversary with his threats or intimidation. And in the day in which we live, we need to consistently encourage ourselves in the Lord, speaking to ourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, Ephesians 5:19. We need to bombard our spirits with the word of God. And praise God, we're helpful one to another. And glory to God, he told us, can two stand touch and agree in how you move in the midst? And how can two walk together unless they agree? So we got to be on one accord and see the power of God in magnificence, phenomenal power, even though he can use one vessel, but we are not just one part in the, we're only not only one part in the body, there's many members, and we are to join together to defeat the enemy, and we must be in a place of submission and obedience. Praise the Lord with the power of love and forgiveness. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you and we give glory and honor to you. You are certainly worthy of all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this is the day that the Lord has made. We've made our choice. I pray many have made the choice that we're going to glorify the Lord in spite of. And knowing, glory to God, that you are in charge, no matter what the enemy is doing here in this earth realm, that we are still about the Father's business in the name of Jesus. That God, we give you glory, we give you praise. We are determined to not let the adversary rob us of the blessings of the Lord that as it rich and maketh no sorrow. He is worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, glory to God, for this time that you've given us to come together on the line for the word of God to come forth and to manifest in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that glory to God, that you are all-knowing, glory to God, you are El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the more than enough God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that our trust and our faith is in the Lord. We thank you, glory to God, that for the bringing us together on the line that we may be able to lift the name of Jesus. Thank you for the speaker tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing her, glory to God, using her for your glory. We thank you for opening our eyes that we may be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Open our hearts, glory to God, that we may be able to receive. God, putting us in a position, glory to God, to submit ourselves to you. In the name of Jesus, God, we just bless you today. We pray, glory to God, hallelujah, that you stir up the fire in her like never before, that she continue, glory to God, to persist and pursue, glory to God, and let you have free reign in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you today. Those that are sick, glory to God, we pray that you touch, heal, and deliver, that the word go out, because you said in your word, glory to God, you sent your word out to heal, and glory to God, we say, glory to God, in your word that you did this already at Calvary. And God, I thank you, Lord God, for regulating minds. I thank you, Lord God, for opening hearts. I thank you, Lord God, for deliverance. I thank you, Lord God, for the peace. I thank you for the determination like never before to let the woman of God have her have this way in Jesus' name. God, open our ears that we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say in the, to the church in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We bind Satan up in all the cohorts, anything that would interfere and come up against this minister, this time tonight for us to be able to have celebration with you. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we speak. He's loose from his assignment, and God, that we will submit our ears and our will to you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Praise be the name of the Lord. At this time, praise God, we want you, glory to prepare yourself to hear the woman of God. Praise God, Evangelist Joey from Mother Alexander, the evangelist, glory to God, that will bring the word tonight. We're thanking you, Lord God, for her and pray that you will use her for your glory. We thank you for the fire that's already stirred up in her, that you that we will receive what the Lord has said, and pray, glory to God, that you will use her for your glory in the name of Jesus. Now hear ye the word of the Lord through none other than our own powerful prayer warrior out of Columbia, South Carolina, by the way of Panama. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, receive Mother Evangelist Alexander in Jesus' name. Use the Lord for your glory.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we come today just to give you glory and give you praise. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life, Lord. Thank you for your word, Father God, because your word is true. And we have no other way, Lord God, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to be strong soldiers, Lord God. Help us to be immovable in your word, Lord. Stand faithful, because your word tells us, Lord God, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name, Lord, because you are the only living God, and we worship you and you alone. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. My topic is stand fast and don't forget Christ had paid a price for us. Have faith in God no matter what goes on in this world. Stand fast and have faith in God. Believe in him. So we come in from believing, stand, and faithful. Because with those we're supposed to know by now, when you call on the living God, baby, you must know what you're calling. And you must know that he is a God that hears our prayer. Nothing is too hard for him to do. And nothing is hidden from him. We must always remember that God's promise is not going to fail and his word don't change. He said he'll never leave you, never forsake you. Stand. Regardless what's going on in this world today, we got to know that we have authority and dominion to stand. Stand on his promises. We're not standing on the word of man. We're standing on the word of God. And if he said it, we got authority and dominion to believe and stand on his word because he gave us the authority. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for how good you've been to us, Lord God. For your word tell us, Heavenly Father, you never leave us and you'll never forsake us. And Lord, we believe, Lord. We believe because your promises is real. I want to start to read Hebrews 10. Starting from 22 to 25. Especially reading this was given to me because church have to remember, man, if we got to stand on what's going on and know that we have authority over this pestilence, over all this chaos that's going on in the world, a child of God have authority over it. We got to speak it and we got to live it. It's not going to happen if you've been disobedient. But if you make up your mind to live the word and live for God, everything that God said we have, we have. There's no ifs and buts about that, baby. If he said you got it, you got it. But it's up to you to live according to his word because of who we are. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We must always remember that, and all you got to do is go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 21 and you read up on it. We are what God said we are, but we got to receive him and know who we are in him. We can't live one side of the fence and jumping from one to the other. We got to be on a narrow and a straight road, know what he's doing. And Hebrews 10, verse 22 said, let us draw near with true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised us. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love, to good work. This is the main one that want the body of Christ got to stand on, man. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as manner of some is, but exhorting one another. So much the more as we see the day approaching. Because what is going on now? The enemy is dancing his jig. Because the church, you go into church, you can count on your fingers how many is in the church. That shouldn't be. The righteousness of God should know that they can stand anywhere in this world if they stay on the word of God. By faith, baby. Don't give that foul spirit of fear no place. No place. God tell us that. We should not give that spirit no place in your life. We must remember who we are. Psalms 34:19 tell us, many are the affliction of the righteous, baby, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. You must know who you are in Christ Jesus. God not going to change his word, baby. If he said it, he's got to come. God tell us in his word, he is the Lord and he changed not. You find that in Malachi 3:6. There is no exception of God's word, baby. If he said it, you can stand on it. You can stand on it, baby. No matter what's going on in this world, you got to believe that God promises is what you hold on to. Don't let the enemy with fear put you in worries. Inches. Oh, I can't this and I can't that. No, baby. Remember who you are. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Don't give that enemy no place. No place. The promises of God tell us he is with us always. That let us know no matter what the enemy coming with you to, stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Believe his word. Believe if he said it, that's it. Don't worry about what's going on. Believe God's word. Stand on God's word. God's word don't change. If any change is going on, we is who doing the changes are not even realizing that. Baby, you's off the line. Get back on that narrow road, baby. Get back on your line, that straight line. And God's word will keep you. If you want to keep, it will keep you. No ifs and buts about that, my dear. God's word will keep you. Have faith in God and believe him. No matter what's going on around you, believe God. Do not give the spirit of fear no control at all over your life. Don't give him no place because God tell us not to. Take your peace and stand. Don't let the devil take your peace. God gave you that peace. Don't let the devil take it. And remember that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And God gave us power, love, and a sound mind. He did not give us that foul spirit of fear, baby. Go to 2 Timothy 1:7. You read it for yourself. God did not give that foul spirit of fear to us. Because that spirit of fear is what have the body of Christ not assembling the way they're supposed to be with power and authority to cast that foul spirit out of the way. Because God tell us in his word, whatever we bind on earth, God didn't tell us that what he bind up there. He said we got to do it first. And we have the authority and dominion that was given to us. We've got to bind these foul spirits, sickness and disease that come attack our body. One minute we have good legs walking, and the next minute that foul spirit attack our legs. Bind him up, he got it loose. God gave us the authority to bind these things. And once we start binding these things and talking against it, it got it loose, baby, it's got it loose. You just got to have that strong faith and believe that what you says is what's going to go on. Don't override what you say. You said, oh, I bind the spirit up. Then the next minute you call it, oh, Lord, the pain is on my leg again. Why? You just bind him up and cast him out. Don't give him no place. That pain has to go, baby. But when you speak against what you did bind positive, then the negative going to run right in. But God gave us the power to cast these things down, man. He gave us the authority and the dominion to cast them down. 2 Timothy 1:7 tell you, God didn't give us this foul spirit of fear. No, he didn't. We must make time to study the word of God. We must put that before us day and night. And even when we don't have a Bible in front of you, we got the Bible in our heart. And the power and authority is in us. We just got to accept the word of God and stand faithful regardless what's going on. Let that enemy know he got no authority. Tell us in his word, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, baby. That foul spirit that come to kill, steal, and destroy, but God gave us the authority over that spirit. And we must know that God gave us that power. Study the word. Study. If you get in that word, put time so you can get in that word. So you don't have to worry about, well, we can't do this because I fear such and such. Oh, I'm going to catch this. Oh, I'm going to catch that. Bind that false spirit of disease up. God gave us the authority about pestilence. He tells us we have the authority to bind it. And as God's word said it, we must know who we are in Christ Jesus. And you go to 2 Timothy. Make time for the Lord. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 lets you know, study. Study, baby. That way, no matter where you are, you take your position. I'm not giving this false spirit no place. I know who I am. Step your position. The word of God don't change, sugar. All change is going on, but not the word of God, because God said he don't change. And if he said it, that's enough for me. I ain't worrying about nothing else around. I know my God is prepared, and he's able, and he's capable, and he's more than enough. So we got to know that when we stand on the word of God, don't let nothing shake us. Because God promises true for life, baby. His promises will not fail you. No, it will not fail you. The word of God tells us, submit yourself to God. He tells us, resist the devil, and he will flee from us. God gave us the authority, baby. Why should we succumb under the devil's works? No. My father said, give him no place. Then we got to know that, you will not tear up my home. You will not destroy my child. You will not put sickness on me and think you're going to get off dancing it. No, we're going to have a fight on your hand, baby, because we are going to pray that thing down. We got to learn, Lord, that God's word is not to play with. If God said it, believe it, baby, believe it. We are righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have no one else that we can hold on to as the good God above. Jehovah God gave us all he could when Christ went to the cross for us. So we cannot just sit around here and think it's just, oh, no, this is not. No, baby, we have authority and power, but we got to live the life to use that. It's not going to just happen with you living a life that is not pleasing inside of God. No, baby, you got to make sure, okay, I know this is what I'm supposed to do, then I'm going to do it. If it make a fight, I got to fight to get this thing straight. Well, I'm going to fight to get it straight. But I'm going to fight on my knees, man. Because God's word never fail you. It doesn't matter what it look like. It's never fail you. My young son have a saying always. He always says, for God I live and for God I die. I always said to him, well, I declare, my boy. But that's David. For God I live and for God I die. And that's what most every one of us that believe in God, we got to have that type of a way, man. For God I live, for God I die. I'm going on. I'm not giving the devil no place to cut me short. God paid too much of a high price for me. We got to come to know that God gave us power. And you know something? His word is true. In Ephesians, remember we tell you, God said, give the enemy no place? Don't give the devil no place. Ephesians 4 and 27, you can find it right there. God gave us, oh, he's good to us. He gave us pastor, he gave us teachers, he gave us evangelists, he gave us prophets, he gave us apostles. Do you think they is not equipped? They're supposed to be equipped. When you stand before an apostle, he or she's supposed to know who's standing before them and take no foolishness. Because the devil, all the devil trying to do, those are the people the devil try to come down with. Because if he could stop them, remember what God gave this for, to the perfecting of the saint. No, that's why he gave all this. So we have to know that we know who we are in Christ. That when we stand with your authority, man. Prophetess, you got prophet that they don't play no game. If a prophet stand, remember who you are. You a woman of God, a prophet of God. All you got to do is check out the Bible and see how powerful those prophets was. They don't play no game. Remember Deborah. Deborah tell him, okay, you can't do it. Anna is going to woman because God did it. She wasn't afraid, but he was, and he was a hungry man. But still, what he said, if you don't go, I don't go. Now tell me now. But she didn't let that stop her. She said, okay, let's go. Go and get some people. She went up, but she let him know, you're not going to get that victory. God prophet is not to be played with. When God gave you that, and you got to be sure that that was a calling from God. Not talking about false prophet around, man. I'm talking about the prophet of God, that when they stand, they stand. That's what I'm talking about. Apostles of God, that when they stand, they stand. Evangelism of God, that when they stand, they stand. Teachers of God, that when they stand, they stand. Pastors of God, that when they stand and stand. We should not be no two faces. No, 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 no. If you can't do it for one, then you don't do it for the other. Both of them is out to go. But don't be favoritism. Because once you start that favoritism spirit, maybe you make the wrong move. God wants us to stand on his word. He gave us teachers, evangelism, apostles, prophet, pastors, so we can get it right, baby. Perfection of the saint. That's why you see, when you have a pastor that is a fighting pastor, man, no matter what happened, he's going to stand on the word, baby. When you see things is not going on right in the church, get on your knee and pray that foul spirit down that coming against that pastor or that evangelist or that apostle or that teacher. We got to know. We got to know, sister, and we got to make up our mind to do what God gave us to do. We should not let nobody stop us from doing the will of God, man. Because one thing for sure, we've got to give account. We got to give account. When I see a man or a woman of God sit down and let the devil decide to take over everything, that sure burned me up. Because God gave you power, man. You don't have to argue with the devil, but you have to stand up. Let your power stand. Stand up. Because the devil will know who you are, baby. You don't have to worry about fighting and cursing nobody. The power in you by standing up. I remember when I used to go to the prison. These girls was carrying on and going on. I didn't say one thing but just put my hands out. They went against the wall and not a word was said. God is a God that answers prayer. And God is a God that never puts you to shame. Every one of us that God called, pastor, minister, evangelist, every one of us that God called, we have the dominion and we have the authority to stand. Stand. When we lose that authority, it's because we open that door, baby. Because I'm going to tell you something, the adversary can't open the door if you don't open it. He can open that door. He cannot have dominion over the righteousness of God if she or he don't allow it. He opened a door without thinking. But thanks be to God that we must remember God is a God of more than enough. And his mercy is everlasting. We got to believe, man. We got to believe and we got to get back in assembly. Because according to his word here in Hebrews 10, he tells us, don't forget to assemble. assembly, baby. It's a power thing when you have a church that can stand together, man, as one. And when I say as one, I mean one. I don't mean one person or the, oh, I don't like this one. Oh, I didn't like, no. You get your heart straight, baby, because it's God you're dealing with, and God see the heart, and God see all what your friend or sister don't see, God see. And what that sister can do, God will do for you, because God will let you know, I am not in agreement with that, what you did to the sister. A lot of us seem to forget that God see the inside. The sisters only see the outside. But you must always remember that God gave you a commission, and that commission, he gave you that with power behind it, baby. God gave you a commission that wherever you go, I don't care what going on, chaos or no chaos, once you step on that scene, that chaos going to crop down, because we are not fighting against flesh and blood. He's a foul spirit. And that spirit saw you before you saw him. We got to remember, church, we got to remember that God did it all for us. All we have to do is be obedient and stand. Obedient and stand on his word. We let the enemy come with us with all kind of aches and pain. And we seem to forget that we have the authority to speak that thing away from our body, man. Let it know that God did not tell us that we're supposed to be suffering all day or life. Here, God was, he gave his only begotten son. He's crucified on the cross so we could have the victory. And we won't allow the enemy to come and take what God gave us. Oh, no, baby, no. We got to fight, sister and brother. We got to fight. You got to learn to stand on God's word. I don't care what happened. Stand on God's word, because it always put you at ease. His word is the only thing we have 100% in. Take us standing right straight. Because you can hear, men can say this and say that. But baby, God tell us what? Put your trust in me. You don't put your trust in man. You put your trust in God. And you go to them, oh, sister, can you do this? So. But your trust belongs to in God. If you want to see that victory, trust God. I don't care who coming against you. Trust God. Okay, we say now, his stripe is what heals us. We got so much sickness and disease is going on in the world today, but we seem to forget that God had promised us that he'll never leave us. And we seem to forget that by his stripe, we are healed. I don't care how the enemy come against you with these fiery darts, man. Don't run. Don't give him no place. You don't have to stand up and argue with the enemy. But, baby, you got to know that you will not let him let you run. You take the word of God and you get down on your knees and let God deal with that enemy. Because one thing for sure, prayer is a very powerful thing if you pray with sincere. But no, you can't get result by praying with the heart all twisted up. I don't love the sister. I don't love the brother. I don't love my pastor. I don't love my mate. But I'm going to pray just to be praying. Baby, you make a big mistake, because God see the heart. God see the heart. You got to know better, man. And one thing we've got to do, we got to pray for one another. Pray hard for one another. Because we see the body of Christ, man. Seems like everything is kind of backing up. And sometimes they don't realize when God sends someone to stand, let them stand and you stand behind. Because God knows what's going on. You might don't know what's going on, but God knows. You is supposed to pray. Pray. When you start getting into all kind of a foolishness, you lost it right there. But you as a woman or a man of God, you must know what is. Go to God before and let God tell you your position to do. What you're supposed to do, and you do what God said, because it never fail. My word, baby, it never fail. God is with you always. He see every move you make. The brother can't see what you're going on, but God see. Oh, hallelujah. By his stripe, we are healed. Pestilence or no pestilence in the land. Sickness or disease in the land. But the word of God tell us what? If we pray, baby, if we pray, and pray with focus, man. Don't pray scratching and scaring. No, pray bold. God tell us come boldly to the throne of grace, and here we praying, and oh, well, I can't. No, baby, this is time for you to pray. This foul spirit coming to wipe you out of here. You don't have the time to play with it. You pray against that foul spirit and bind him up, send him back to the pit where he come from. Because God gave us the authority. Remember, what did the Lord say? Whatever you bind and hurt, he's bind in heaven. He didn't say what he bind. He said what you bind here first. So that let me know, I already have the okay to bind this foul spirit up out of my life. And the word of God tell us, if we pray, and you can find that in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If we pray, God's word is true. And God did not tell us to running around and hiding and dodging. No, baby. The word of God said, fear not, for I am with you. According to his word, you just got to stand, man. Stand on his word and stand faithful. Don't stand halfway. Stand faithful. Because God's word got to come. I don't care what goes on in the world. I know my Redeemer is real. And I know he said, if we pray. And he tell us to stand. According to his word, stand. Don't fear. He didn't give us that spirit. Why are we going to up and around, oh, we can't do this. Oh, Lord, because I can't stand. I can't do this. I can't stand. But what did God tell us? Check out Isaiah 41:10. God don't make no mistake, baby. He don't make no mistake. If any mistake is making is when we make a fool of ourselves and make a mistake. But God don't. We as children of the living God, we got to know who we are, baby. Because once we know who we are, the enemy have to back up. Instead of you running from the enemy running from you. Because you stand on God's word. You're not giving him no place. Because my father, the Heavenly Father tell us, don't give him place. So why are you going to give him place? God said, don't give it to him. Don't give it to him. We know that God already healed us because he said it in his word. More than once in the Bible, by his stripes, we are healed. Maybe I don't need no other confirmation. He said it, I believe it. 1 Peter 2:24, he's the word of God. He said it. Don't worry about what's going on the other hand. You already know what God says, so you stick to what God says. By his stripes, we are healed. Oh, Yahushua, God's word don't change, my dear. If any change is going on, it's when you've been disobedient, man. When we get disobedient and going to do what we want to do, that's when we get messed up. But, baby, we got to take that kind of a set like Joshua. As for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord, baby. We got to stand. We got to stand. Because regardless what comes on, we have authority to do it because Jesus gave us that authority. When he went to the cross, he said, it is finished. It is finished. All we got to do is live it, man. Live it. Plain truth, this world don't have nothing good for us. We are not of this world. When you get to know who you are, you realize you are not of this world. God's word is what you must use. If God tell you you is not of this world, baby, hold on to that. Claim it. You don't want to, well, no, I'm so-and-so. No. I'm in this world to do a work, and once it's over with, my father taking me out. But other words, I'm not claiming to be daughter of darkness. My Savior paid too much of a grand price for us, man. He suffered too much for us to talk about, oh, we can do this and we can do that. No, he paid a price so we can stand boldly and speak his word. That's why I always say, regardless what you do, always remember, let love be strong in your heart. Because whether you think that, oh, this one is walking over me and this one, no, baby. The love in your heart is what going to deal with that one. That's why always remember, always pray for your pastor, your sisters and brothers, your shepherd, everyone. Always pray, because power is what keep you going. And God's word don't change at all. God's word said it, then you believe it. Believe it, baby, believe it. His promises is for real. Trust the Lord in everything you do, baby. Trust God, because God is the only way for us. With all the chaos that's going on in the world today, you put your faith in God and keep on moving. God will show you the wisdom how to act, where to go, where not to go. God promises will protect you, but you have to believe and trust in him, have faith in him, and remember, get in your word, man. Get in your word. Because Christ already did it all for us. But we seem to forget. Put your trust in the Lord and stand. Because God is faithful to his word. He will not fail you. He is faithful to his word. Men will fail you, but not God. God will not fail you. And you can check that out in Joshua 1:5. And there is nothing that is too hard for God to do, baby. I don't care what men do or what men say. Oh, you can't get this. Oh, you live such a bad life. You cannot get it good. No, no. Oh, you've been in this and you've been in that. No, no. They don't have authority, baby. Not over your life. When you go to God and you cast all your cares on him, I don't care what men say, they do not have authority over your life. Then you go to God. God make you a new person to live in. You can't play games. There's no games in playing when it comes to God, and especially when you want a life of victory, you got to go on a straight road. You can't get no crooked road and think you're going to get blessing and blessing in and blessing coming in. Uh-uh. You can't play those type of crooked words. You got to stay on a straight line. Stay on a straight line. Believe in God and know that God is the only way for you. Just like I said, my son always says, for God I live and for God I die. You got to get that type of position, baby. Get in there that you let that mean. Uh-uh. The enemy know. Well, what? That mean. She's not moving. He's not moving. So I know I'm going to have a fight in my hand. You got to believe God, baby. And then you, right there, you change your lifestyle. Because God did not say that nobody's too low down that he can't pick up and change, you know. And God did not say nothing's too hard. Oh, it's so hard he can't do it. No, 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 no. Remember what God said to Abraham. Is anything too hard for God? Nothing. Nada, nada. Nothing is too hard for God. God will do it, but you got to believe in him and stand on his word. There is nothing too hard for God. Genesis 18 and 14 let you know that. God's word is true, baby. God's word is true. Have faith in God, man. The Bible tells you, trust in the Lord. Forever, not just for 1 minute or two. No, baby, that's a lifestyle. Trust in the Lord forever. For in him, you have what? Perfect peace. Everlasting strength. God, only God can do that for you, baby. Only God can do that. And you take that in Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Only God can give you that strength and give you that zest to stand God is the only way for us. We got to remember, man. Stand on God's word. Fellowship with one another. We can't let the enemy keep us down. And God, the Lord paid such a high price for us. He suffered so much for us, and we're going to let the enemy have authority? No, baby. Paul did not give him no authority. Paul let them know exactly, okay, I'm coming still. Regardless what you want to do, I'm coming. And Paul show up. The problem is, a lot of time we seem to forget one thing. It's the same God that was with Abraham, Moses, was with Paul, what is with us today, the same God we have. And the good thing about it, ay caramba, don't forget that when things is going on, God grace, baby, can keep you through that mess. And you just come out like pearl in pearl, just walking out good, because you believe in God. And his grace is sufficient to pull you through any kind of stuff the enemy trying to throw against you. God promises is real. I thank God for his word. He didn't give me more than that. And I'm a person that what God gave me is what I say, and that's it. But I thank God for his word, and I thank my sisters and brothers in line. I thank my pastor, that head of the prayer line. And I ask God to continue to keep us as unity on the prayer line. For we all standing in the gap for one another and praying for one, those we know and those we don't know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Word, I still was writing my notes. Bless the Lord. Thank God, Mother, for allowing the Lord to use you tonight in such a powerful way. We don't want to take away from none of this anointing and go right into any prayer requests that anyone has that want the woman of God to pray. And, of course, the prophet's on the line. I'm here in support, so in prayer for the requests that you have. And thanking God for Mother in such a powerful way, how God has blessed and none of the lines are open yet. So just a moment while I'm rolling it down to get there. Like I said, I was trying to finish up what he was talking. This is such a rich word tonight. And I'm looking forward to, it with anticipation and expectancy to know that it was more than what I was going to think it was. And surely God always comes through. Oh, God, I thank God for you. Okay, just about got all of them open. Anyone already have a prayer request? We'll take remarks afterwards. If you want to give to any space to anybody that needs to get a prayer, an agreement tonight, that you may go ahead and make your request.
Yes, Brother Black, God bless you. Just touch and agree with me, because I already prayed. I know what's done. A kink hit my back, and I'm like, man, I almost couldn't even just walk upright, and I just had to keep speaking the word and binding up the enemy, and I know it's a done deal. And just touch and agree, because there's been so many attacks within the last 2 weeks. As soon as I left the house to go to church this morning, there was so much fear that came outside my door, and I almost backed up and went in the house. Then I said, nah, I spoke the word. You're not having dominion over here. You're already doomed and lost. Amen. The power of God lives in me. My God. And I just wanted for you to touch and agree with me concerned about back and things like that.
Praise the Lord, Mother. Go ahead. Mother Alexander, you there?
Praise,
Oh, Brother Black said he wants agreement, to agree with him. He already prayed, but he's having trouble with it. He had an attack.
Amen.
He's back, yeah.
Amen. Thank God. God is worthy to be praised. Remember what God tell us? By his stripe, we are healed. Brother Black, Brother Black already know what to do because I was listening to him saying, he come back and he said, I'm going to church. So that false spirit didn't get victory over him. He went back out. So Brother Black, that's exactly what I would do.
Amen.
So he was just saying, come in agreement with him for it to go.
That's right. I stand in agreement with him because he said it.
Amen, amen.
All right.
It's a done
deal.
Amen, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right, then. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes.
Anyone else have a prayer request? Well, evidently, Mother, that word didn't penetrate all our spirits tonight, and you certainly brought it real powerful for what God has said for us to do. I'm going to ask Prophet Bird, praise the Lord, she have any words that God given her to discuss also, start her off with the remarks tonight.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to his name. She brought that word tonight.
Yes,
and that
did.
Word we gonna need in the season like never before.
Yes,
because
Lord.
The attacks of devil is on the rise. And he is going to attack our bodies. If he can get your body down, he can tear you down. And that message was so important, is knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. Having faith in him, standing on his word. But see, the church in this day, and I'm telling you, I'm hearing it everywhere, about us living in the last day. And so we can expect some things to happen.
Amen.
But we got to stand our ground.
Amen.
Just like she's saying, we can't back up. And we got to know Satan when we see him. We got to know that it's Satan who's coming against us, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. And we got to always remember that, because sometimes the first thing we do is we want to run to the doctor, because this is going on and that's going on. I'm here to tell you that it's a lot of satanic attacks coming up against the body of Christ. And if you're praying like you're supposed to be praying, standing where you're supposed to be standing, doing what you're supposed to do, Satan's going to attack you. And we can look for it in the season. But God is saying, I got Satan on a loose. Satan can only do what I allow him to do. Satan has some power. But God is all powerful.
Amen.
Yes.
So I don't care what's going on in your life, what's coming against you, stand.
Amen.
Stand in faith. Stand knowing that you have the victory. And if you go in a battle, you can expect to get some hits and some bruises. Guess what? You win. So I want to say to us tonight and respond to that message that she so beautifully presented to us. We need that word. We need that reminder so that we know that when these attacks come, they don't catch us by surprise. We just got to stand on the word. We just got to know who we are. And we got to know if God is for us, he's more than anything against us. And Satan himself has to bow to the name of Jesus. So I just thank you for that message tonight. It was much needed because we need to be reminded of who we are. And we also need to be reminded that because we represent the church, that we're the first ones that's going to come under attack. but you've got to stand. So I thank you, sister, for that encouraging word, that much-needed word tonight. I just thank you for reminding us of who we are in Christ Jesus. God bless you, thanking you for that, and just reminding the body that you are the church. You got to stand and resist the devil. And he got to flee from you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is Brother Black again. I just thank God for the wisdom, of God that he has given you. Amen. And speaking of attacks, amen, on my upper left side of my back, it felt like I couldn't even, a few days ago, that I couldn't even get up out of bed. I stayed in bed for a couple of days, and I just kept speaking the word over my back, and a thought came, you better go to the hospital. I said, no, I'm not going to the hospital. Heal people, don't go to the hospital. In the name of Jesus. And when you're talking about, you got to stand on that word. You speak it, you believe it until it comes to pass. Don't give the enemy no space. And you said, when you speak it, don't go back and say, Lord, my leg is hurting again. I feel pain. You said, why? You already spoke it. Stand on it. It's a done deal. And I like how you said you can't go down the path and you know you're doing wrong and then expect the blessings of God. You got to get back lined up again. The individual must line up with the word of God again. Get it right. Then the blessings can come in one's life. And I just thank God there was so much. But I'm going to keep it right there. Thank you so much. Powerful. And I just wanted to say one more thing. It's just so nice. I thank God for this prayer line. Awesome. Because it's nice, even me living by myself. And when I hear the word like this, it's nice to know when you're going through somebody, when you're going through something, there's people in your corner that's touching, agreeing with you. And prayer is no distance. It's without a distance. We can pray and it'll reach all around the world and all in it. And I just thank God for the prayer warriors, for this prayer line. Amen. And his word. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give God glory, honor, and praise this evening. I thank and praise God for the powerful word that came from Mother Alexander. Praise God to stand and stand faithful, praise God, knowing that God has given us authority, dominion, and power. Praise God. Hallelujah. And praise God, if you are, you know who you are as a child of God, praise God, you can stand as one in Christ, and we as members of the body of Christ. I like the scripture that talks about, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And the sister tonight at my women's meeting, she brought the message of what it means to be in Christ. Talked about being in Walmart, talked about being in church, but ain't nothing like being in Christ. And if you're in Christ, hello somebody, you can treat people that's different from you any kind of way. Praise God. So I thank and praise God for this message, because if you say who you say that you are, a child of God, praise God, you are a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Christ being the head, praise God, then we should stand faithful. We should take God at his word. Glory be to God. And I like that. Situations arise, and they will. Hello, somebody. Praise God. Put yourself in remembrance of what the word of God says. If it's a sickness, praise God. Hallelujah. Isaiah, praise God, 53. Praise God, 4 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24. I heard she say that. Praise God. Psalms 107, verse 20. Praise God. And Exodus 23 and verse 25. put yourself in remembrance of what God said, I've given you what pertains to life and godliness. Glory be to God. Yes, you can submit to God and resist the devil. So when he brings his trap, hello, somebody, put yourself in remembrance of what the word of God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every tongue that rises against me shall be, you shall condemn. So you, as we stand faithful, you got to stand on the word of God. And then if you're standing on the word of God, you are in obedience to the word of God. Obey God's word. If you, like she said, if you're not obeying God's word, what are you expecting from God? Hello, somebody. Well, it was a great speech word. I thank you, Sister Alexander. Marvelous job. To God be the glory. I love you all.
Amen. The Lord, Mother Alexander, it was an awesome word. I just thank you because the word, what was in the church today, when the word of God came, I said that I've been there all the time, and your word line, for what, how we got to stand like never before, and also say we got to know who we are in Christ, and then we always got to don't forget to assemble together and stand with the power and authority of God, with God. So I thank you for that awesome word of God, and that's for yielding to God and letting the Holy Spirit. Thank you, and you be blessed.
Praise the Lord, Mother Adesana. I thank God for you. I always thank God for that word. You said, know who you are in Christ. And I just thank God for that, how you said, stand. I was writing down so much little stuff. I was just writing down a lot. And I just thank God for it. Paul, you said, God promise is not going to fail. And the main thing, what really got to me that I want to hold on to is that part where you were saying that the enemy cannot open that door unless we open the door. Now, that really got to me. That stuck with me right there. And let me know that we got to be bold. When you pray, you can't go pray, you got to come bold to the throne of grace, like the word of God says. So I just thank you, Mother Alexander. I always thank you for I just always thank you for that word where you always say, know who you are. That stick with me ever since I met you. Know who you are in Christ. Just know who you are. Just wherever you go, wherever you be, know who you are. Know that you're a child of God. And so I thank God for you, and I pray that God continue to bless you in Jesus' name.
Mother Alexander, I appreciate so much your message all the time. Always let us know. You remind us of who we are in Christ. And thank you, Lord. That was a mighty, mighty powerful word tonight. And I kept hearing over and over, you have the power. God gave us the power to you. And you need to hold on to it. And I would look. If you keep holding on, because he is Emmanuel, God with us. You can't get in these things by yourself if you're a child of God and a born-again believer in Christ. We appreciate you. We love you. And we thank you so much for all of the good word that you gave us and every bit of it to go back to the Bible and follow up. You can show it to us in the Bible. And we just ask that you ask God to help you to live long in your way, continue to teach and preach that word. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Praise God. Sister Rachel, anybody else want to say anything? Praise God. I bless the Lord. I thank God for all that was already said, and I just enjoyed the word about this that standing. He did not give us the spirit of fear, and then the cancellation that were for the power that we're supposed to be walking in, that it'll get canceled if we all have, like you said, being mixed up, we getting caught up, getting off the narrow way on the highway of, you know, of glory to God, because he said us narrow is the way for us as believers, glory to God, that broad way, and so is the man thinks in his heart, so is he. And if they get caught up over on the Broadway, we're going to miss God. So I thank God for how you talked about the fear, how you talked about the faith, and talk about don't, no matter what no man say or nobody else say, what did God say, and stand on that. And we can't be afford to waver from that, praise God. And even some of the things that you even spoke concerning some of the other patriots. But I just bless the Lord for you, God. We got to fight the good fight of faith. And so no matter what's going on, the main thing it is holding on to the promises of God, walking in that authority, not walking in no sin. Don't waver. Don't allow fear to take over. But whatever the cares is, we got to cast that back to the Lord, because even if we are in error, 1 John 1 and 9 told us, glory to God, that he's faithful and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. And then he was told us to look through the hills with cometh our help. So I just thank God, glory to God. What you have brought tonight has been a blessing, all that the other ones said. And that other key thing I kept hearing you say, God doesn't change. If there's any changes, it's in us. If we deviate off that path of what he's already spoken and said, and one thing about God is not in a negotiation. If he said it, it's already settled. Now, you're going to believe it or not. People used to say, oh, God said it. Oh, glory to God, I believe it. It's settled. No, it's settled when he said it. Now, his word does not change. And so it's up to us whether we're going to stand on his word and go away and not doubt, not to get caught up in fear, because he's not giving us that spirit of fear like he says, and it's to stand, to walk faithful, and to walk in obedience to the things of God and resist the devil he'll flee. And the only way to do that is in his word and obedience. And he says, submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, he'll flee. So I thank the Lord for you again, for all that you have said, for what's already been said, and continue help us, God, to be faithful, because God is always faithful, and be faithful to him. Stand, believe, trust, and obey. Amen. Bless God. So now we leave it up into Mother's hands. Glory to God for any remarks Mother has. Thank God again for you tonight. And that's that song I was trying to play. You took it. I mean, God just blessed you to say glory to God. Just what I was trying to play and couldn't find the song. Cry aloud, fear not, tell my people of their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. And we know God bless you not only just to do that, but to exalt, to encourage, and all of that. But somebody that will stand and cry aloud and spare not. That's woman of God that you are. Praise the Lord for it. And thank God for the encouragement that you give people to help them try to stay on that path or get on the path. And our scripture reading for those that wasn't online yet when we first started was Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto, all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6:18. Praise the Lord. All right, any remarks, Mother? We ask you to go ahead and say it now.
I thank the Lord for his word. And he's a God that answers all our prayers if we be sincere when we pray. But we know that God promises never fail. So I thank God for tonight. I thank God for keeping each and every one of us safe, because he is the only way for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's all for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know if it's my phone acting up.
I don't know what the noise was on it.
All
through the time when you were speaking, it was fine. Then we opened all the lines, so somewhere somebody's line was probably just interfering, but I didn't want to have to go all the way down the line because I had somebody on the other end trying to pray for them that was going through something really. So in the meantime, so in between some of the ones that were giving remarks, I missed a little bit of it. But in the meantime, I just got a call right now from my cousin concerning you all have been praying for my auntie. She's been doing progressing pretty good. And then she went in the hospital. We didn't notice a few days she was already in there. Something about she became lethargic because something about the medication, glory to God, must have crossed up or whatever. Then she started doing better. Then they said something she had to be on kidney machine for just one day. Now everything's supposed to be out of the hospital. Now cousin, her firstborn is telling us now she got to give me an update. So actually right now, Prophetess Bird, would you pray? Are you there? Or if not, I'd rather.
Yeah, all that noise.
I want to pray for Mother Elise Lark, and so forth. She had just turned 86.
We just asked the Lord.
83. But just pray for her. We're not sure what's going on while she's in the hospital.
Well, God knows everything. So we just ask the Lord to touch her and let his will be done, whatever it is, because we don't know. But we know God knows. And God tell us, if we pray and pray for one another, so we
thank
are standing in the gap and asking God to let his will be done. Help our Lord God, whatever is going on in that place. Lord, you see it all, but we don't. And we are standing in agreement, Lord God, that you touch our body, Lord.
In your name, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you again.
I hope tomorrow the phone be clear.
Yes. If I go down the line, I can find out who that noise is. Somebody's got something going on with their phones. But in the meantime, since we already finished, now there's no need for me to go down the line. We might as well just go get ready to close now. But thank God again for Mother being yielding her vessel for God to use. And it's like Prophetess said, this is a end-time word right now for the body. It's always been, but even more so now with everything that's going on, because it's a lot of yielding and compromising and falling away and getting caught up in prestige power struggles and fear. In the body of Christ, so a lot of stuff that is dividing us and not being focused to carry out what assignment God has given us, even for those that are not assembling, go over together, and we'll know in some cases some may not be able to, but in the meantime, it ought to be more of us, even they're not in the church building, they ought to be on one accord, doing what God called us to do. So that first of all, we can be in the building and still be doing some of the same thing, sinning and all kind of stuff going on. But the main thing, being on one accord, besides the fact we ought to be coming together in assembly, but being in a place in the Lord that we can come on one agreement to stand and fight this good fight of faith and put that enemy to flight and let God's will be manifested in our lives as well as others that we are praying for and believing God for. So we'll continue to pray. That's when something you always hear me pray about, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. And I know I'm not the only one, but that's that in youth all the time. So I pray, God, just like when it came to John the Baptist, God gave him one assignment, and that was to repent of the kingdom of God is at hand. And he carried out whatever. So I'm going to cry out about the body of Christ and youth until God tell me otherwise, even though I pray about other things. But there's certain passions God give all of us about certain things. And so we just got to continue to stay in our lane and whatever else God add to it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you tonight and give glory and honor again for the powerful word that came forth. Let it not be words that come into our spirits and we take part of it, just bouncing off our ears, but how we need to get so genuinely concerned about our walk and the body of Christ so we can be on one accord to put the enemy to flight. Those say, who says the word, say, whosoever will, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has said to the church. But not only here, but being doers. It's a purpose why you keep telling us certain things over and over and over. And, God, we want to be those virgins that go around when the bride do come, glory to God, we have our all. But right now we need to have all the all we need to be able to carry out the assignment you have for us until you say, not what the devil say about time to leave here. So we bind up untimely death, sickness, disease, attacks and schemes and plots that will come against this anointing, come against those that will carry out God's will, those that will stay on the wall, those that are preaching and teaching, those that are in agreement, those that are standing with love and putting their flesh, glory to God, to crucify it, and glory, let God be glorified. They will not wear, glory to God, the feelers on their sleeves, that we're going to fight the good fight of faith, and we're going to be like Nehemiah up on that wall. I'm not coming down till the work is completed in the name of Jesus. Not allowing intimidation, like Mother was saying, even tonight, glory to God, to cause us to waver in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you for tonight again, and all the words that have been going forth and what we've been hearing, help us to walk in it now. And Lord, I pray for the blessings on them all throughout the night, throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, and more of all of us yielding and walking in forgiveness and apologizing when we need to apologize. Not go buy a teddy bear or go buy some flowers or go, glory to God, take somebody to dinner when you're just trying to cover up, when you ought to be saying, I apologize. It was my fault. I made a mistake. God, we need some more cleansing in the house instead of, glory to God, coming, glory to God, with our hands out, glory to God, in one way, and then throwing a brick and hiding our hands, God, and then pride won't let us repent. God, I'm praying in the name of Jesus. Like you said, glory to God, obedience is better than sacrifice.
I bless you again tonight, and I pray, glory to God, for everyone that's on the line and their families and loved ones that you bless and heal and deliver and encourage us. And God, I thank you as we get ready for to depart from this phone, but not from your presence, and also for Monday night prayer. And we pray that we will not have any more disservices, but I thank you that you didn't allow the system to shut down or the storms didn't come our way, glory to God, to interfere and interrupt. So God, help us. Whatever storms in our lives, help us to know that you'll bring us through and bring us out, but keep on casting those cares upon you. We love you. We praise you, and we glorify you. Thank God for the prophet as well. We love you, and the Lord say the same. We look forward to those that will join us. And glory to God, don't forget to encourage somebody else. So either give them the number or pass it on. And even sometimes you can pass it on to people that you meet in life, might be going through some things. Hopefully down the road we will get to that place where we'll have some cards sent out. That way we can be able to share when we share it and talking to somebody that you know, glory to God, that not so much for them to come and pray, but for us that they come and listen. And then sometimes they have a request and we can pray. So we're just going to believe God in that. And whether they do or don't, we have already shared the word and we shared the number. So as you pass through and talking or ministering to people or sharing, then as the Lord say to say, they might take it and keep it, put it in a drawer and use it later. Some might even throw it away. But nevertheless, we reached out. So bless the Lord for you. God say the same. Again, continue to hold fast to that word that God's spoken tonight. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. Love you. Shalom. And we thank God that we are covered under the blood. And we're standing on his word, walking in faith and not in fear. In Jesus' name. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Hopefully the Lord bless. We'll meet up on tomorrow.
Amen. Be blessed. Love you.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom.